Chicago, a city of neighborhoods, a melting pot of people, places, and, well, construction projects. And there's no better place to see that melting pot up close than in Boys Town. Boys Town is located on the north side of Chicago, the designated gay neighborhood in Chicago. It's been called many things over the years, Lakeview, East Lakeview, even Wrigleyville. But it's been 20 years since then-Mayor Daley constructed the Rainbow Pillars along Halsted, cementing this as the epicenter of all things LGBTQ in Chicago. But Boys Town is a Chicago neighborhood, and with it, it has its share of problems. Affordability, displacement, and crime. Really, the same issues as other Chicago neighborhoods, but maybe with a little more flair. The neighborhood stretches along Halsted, loosely from Diversey up to where Halsted meets Broadway. And in that stretch, you have mainstay gay businesses like Sidetracks, Steamworks, and the Center on Halsted, just to name a few. Politically, this is Tom Tunney's ward, the fightin' 44th. Tunney spends most of his time fighting the rickets in Wrigley Field, but that's just west of Boys Town. But a lot of improvements to the neighborhood came on Tunney's watch. Just think, before, Tom Tunney was Bernie Hansen. And I can't imagine Bernie would have been a big supporter of the Pillars and the Rainbows. This is also, of course, the route for one of the greatest parades in Chicago, the Pride Parade, which brings millions to Halsted Street every year at the end of June. So who do we talk to about Boys Town? Lots of great Chicagoans live and work in this area, including my friend, Richard Streetman. Richard is a rock on tour. I'm not really sure what he does, but whatever he does it big. Richard works in politics, but he's also a past pageant winner and one of the best karaoke singers I've ever seen. Richard picked a place after getting denied to take us to Steamworks to do the interview in the sauna. We landed at Little Jim's. It's one of the oldest, if not the oldest, bars in Boys Town. Seems like a fitting place to talk about the changing neighborhood. So, Richard, why are we doing this conversation at Little Jim's?
Well, Little Jim's was the first LGBTQ bar opened on the Halsted Strip, I believe 1975. There's also Manhandler Saloon down in Lincoln Park, Ormitage, and Halsted. And it's still here.
It's
been here longer than I've been on the earth. So, it's actually expanded. There's Big Jim's next door as a restaurant, so I think you can bring kids here until 4 in the morning.
How long have you lived in Boys Town?
I've lived in the same apartment. I live, Tom Tunney's my alder landlord, my alderman and my landlord. I've been there 15 years, but I've been in Boys Town. I used to live at Roscoe's back in 2001. So since 2001, Chicago 98.
So tell us about what makes this neighborhood great. What is it about Boys Town that keeps you here?
A good deal on rent? No, I'm one of the lucky ones. I have a good situation until he's, knock on wood. The building's always for sale. Someone's going to grab it one day and kick me out. I'm going to have to be chained to the radiator when they try to drive. And we don't even have a radiator in my building, so I have to bring my own radiator.
But you bring up a good point.
It's hard to live here.
It's hard to live on this strip.
I say that Boys Town is not a gay Chinatown. It's more of a gay Greek town. Let me tell you what I mean by that. If you go to Chinatown, most of the businesses are owned by Chinese people, and Chinese people live there. A lot of them are immigrants, first generation, but people live there. So it's a true community. If you go to Greek town, Greek people own the businesses, and they may operate the businesses, but the people living there aren't Greek at all. They're out in the suburbs now. Boys Town is a lot like that. I'm one of the last folks hanging on. I'm a working class person, living in this neighborhood, renting. But most people that live here are not gay.
Interesting.
Gay people live in much higher concentrations in Uptown and Edgewater and Logan Square and Pilsen.
Well, how do you think that changes Halsted Street?
It's become a business district. You see these rainbow and trans pride flag crosswalks, and in 98 they put up the pylons with the rainbows. They've anchored the businesses. They've anchored this as an entertainment district for gay people to come from, all the states around us, around the world, come here. But It is a overwhelmingly white, overwhelmingly privileged area to live in, though. That obviously changes.
I was going to say, if this is going to be
an
entertainment business district, and you have a lot of bars and nightclubs, with that, not unlike Wicker Park or even Wrigley Field or any of the areas, there comes a lot of nightlife that stays out pretty late. 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock.
Yeah, this is a 4 a.m. bar, Saturday.
So how does that, that brings a different element in. If this is a neighborhood that is just having entertainment till 5 o'clock in the morning, I would imagine that that has some sort of conflict with the people who live here.
Well, I mean, the most the conflict that's talked about most are the folks that live or visit this neighborhood who, like I said, they're sort of the white privileged folks who sometimes, and I'm not going to say, oh, I'm obviously a white person, have conflict with a lot of the African-American, mostly youth, that come here for safety. And some people who come here because it's a neighborhood where people carry expensive phones and things, and they can take them. And people confuse the two. They confuse our own youth, and many of which are of color and aren't safe in their neighborhoods, come here to hang out with, you know, and basically that's
criminals,
that's racism bringing up his head in the neighborhood.
Right.
So there's a lot of conflicts there, and it's complicated. It's been going on for at least a decade with a lot of youth coming here, and a lot of the neighbors. There was a campaign on Facebook called Take Back Boys Town, and it's like, from who? You know, so it's complex because people don't want to be victim of property crime. But at the same time, a lot of the youth that are coming here that are being profiled unfairly are coming here to feel safe.
Right.
They're at danger of being either physically or psychologically harmed if they don't have a place to be themselves.
This neighborhood is historic because it's Lakeview. I mean, Boys Town is almost like a newer name for it.
I think it was Newtown when this there was a mass in one of the earliest gay newspapers Chuck Renslow had called Gay Life in 1976. So this bar was a year old then. And it listed some of the bars in Newtown. There was Old Town down, you know, just south of Lincoln Park. And this was Newtown, you know. Gay neighborhoods kind of, this, like I said, this one's anchored now. But the history of gay neighborhoods in Chicago was not a boys town. There it started out being River North, which had a different name then. And that was considered very sketchy. The Patancho Lounge just moved out of there. It was the last sort of gay bar. But they used to be an entertainment place, we'll call it Bijou Theater. I was there the last night they were open. They had a big party. And then we had
a big smile
Carol
on your face.
Speakeasy.
You have a big smile on your face, Richard.
Well, I like, you know what? I like nothing better than a good sex club that that has women and men go. I mean, it was like the 70s. You know, it, for all those years, it had been a place men would sneak away from their wives in the neighborhood, perhaps, and watch a movie, quote mark. Did you get that on radio? But, you know, it was like a fun queer party where people didn't really, people of all kinds of genders were mixing and dancing. There was DJs. It was like, well, a lot of those spaces, if you go to the Man's Country, also closed recently. I was at their closing party. Bette Midler performed there. You know, like some of the biggest stars, Sylvester, huge stars would go to these bathhouses and perform. And the society was more open. And, you know, of course, that was the 70s. And then HIV AIDS comes along in the 80s and changes our whole culture, particularly gay and lesbian culture and bisexual, transgender, which, you know, weren't even that visible back in the 80s. And now I think we're sitting in a renaissance. On one hand, we're seeing a renaissance of sexuality and openness. On the other hand, we're seeing gays being so accepted that we're losing our radicalness, our identity. You know, we do live in a world where sort of white cisgender gay men such as myself can be Republicans and ignore people of color in the community and people who are not cisgender, meaning people who don't conform to male-female binary ideas.
Right.
And that's not my path, but unfortunately, it becomes easier. There was something great about gays not being accepted in that we became part of a radical community.
They're outsiders.
White guys who were gay could have something in common with African-Americans they might not normally have, depending on their experience.
Do you see, Richard,
et cetera, et cetera.
As the norms change and times change, the bars along here, whether it be Roscoe's or Hydrate or any of the bars that are just still, you go on a Saturday night, you can't get in shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah.
The younger generation, are they different?
People under 35, 40, the younger you get, the more this is prevalent, just don't care about sexuality. They see gay bars as like they would see a Latin bar or a reggae bar. It's a genre. It's a style. Oh, I want to go to a gay bar, whether they're even, maybe straight guys not even that comfortable, gays will come out just because, oh, that want the music or whatever, you know? But it changes the formula. I said something on Facebook a couple weeks ago. Someone was saying family friendly, the Pride Fest we just had this weekend, which is a street festival for the march.
Yeah.
They said, oh, it's a family friendly thing on ABC7. And some of my friends were like, bouncy houses and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, as long as you know bringing your kids to our neighborhood, they're going to see people dressed any old way they want, using whatever language they want, which I can't on the radio, because this is our radical space. We get a couple of blocks in this huge metropolis of the Midwest where we get to walk down the street in our underwear and be silly if we choose to, or we can, you know, go to temple and be good religious people. We can do whatever we want, but it's our space, and your guests, don't change it. Don't be that stereotypical straight girl that goes to the gay bar, wants to be in the front line, get a free drink, and change the music. and you know, request. I don't know what straight girls are listening to nowadays, but I'm old now. I'm officially going, I don't understand these kids' music.
Well, let me ask about the Pride Parade, which and just Pride Month. I mean, it's really just taken off in the sense that it's.
I'm actually not so comfortable. You know, we've got rainbows on everything all over the city now. These companies, you know, it's great to be accepted, but what do they say? Gay rights ruin gay sex. See, I thought and hoped that gay identity would teach straight people some stuff about marriage and relationships and openness. The other things happen. Now that we've got marriage equality, rather than teaching y'all stuff, we've appropriated the idea, which was never ideal, about marriage. Not all of us.
Yeah.
I know plenty of married, legally married people that do not have a monogamous relationship. And it's, you know, they've got all kinds of rules and everything. And I think it'd be great if everyone who went to get a marriage license at the Cook County Clerk's Office got a little workbook, like 30 pages. If you get married and you have kids, who's going to do what? Who's going to pay for what? If you get divorced, how? Like, before you even get married, you should have your divorce all planned
all figured out.
That should be part, so that people have a conversation before they get a license.
You know, Richard, this neighborhood, it's funny because it's even like as we sit here and you see the rainbow sidewalks, you still see, it's just, you'll see Lakeview.
Yeah.
Right? It says Lakeview there. And you look at different places. It almost has dual identity or more than one identity in the way that some people will always know this Broadway and Halsted to be East Lakeview.
Yeah.
But some know it
to
be Boys
Town.
But
depends who you are. Because Boys Town is a state of mind rather than an actual area. Like, if you're gay and you live by Wrigley Field, you live in Boys Town. If you're straight and you live above Roscoe's, you say you live in Wrigleyville. You know, it's like you're telling people what tribe you belong to when you say, you know, because Lakeview is the neighborhood. It's the community. One of the 77 community areas in the city of Chicago is Lakeview. It's also the township if you pay your taxes in the city, you know. So town halls here at Halsted and Addison is where the site of City Hall was for the city of Lakeview before it was annexed in the 1890s and our 1880s. Someone has to look that up for me. But where's my assistant? I have a plastic unicorn here named Ornisha, but she doesn't talk.
Do you, with the Pride Parade coming up and everything, do you like the celebration that this is in 2019? When you think about like how the parade's as big as it's ever been and millions of people come down to snake through these areas, do you like it?
You know, the locals don't go out after the parade. They try to avoid this. They're like, what the heck, you know? A lot of people don't do the parade anymore. I wish we kind of... It was just the LGBTQ community coming to the parade. Like, if you didn't belong, then... we all got a plus one. We could bring a straight person, but we didn't bring 30 straight people apiece. You know, can we have a limit? But, yeah, it's... I wish we had... We are in a world now where we don't say only men can go here and, you know, we don't define male and a lot of people don't even have male or female ideas about gender anymore, the youngins. I mean, I'm a guy and I have a beard, but I love to wear a dress. But no makeup. That's too much work. My mom was a closeted butch lesbian, so I never learned how to do any of that, you know? So, but I'll say, I wish there were nights where it was just guys at the bar, however you define guys. They could be trans guys or whatever. And I'm sure, I know there are many lesbians that wish they could go out with all the male energy, you know? Have a lesbian night or a lesbian bar that lasted more than a year in the city. Yeah, I kind of wish we had like the Pride Parade for everybody and Disney and the companies, and then maybe like the Dyke March fills a space.
Right.
A place where people are just gay and there aren't corporations.
Right.
And maybe I still like politicians being a very political person, but you know, like a march, not a parade for. I'm looking around the bar, there's like a beer company with a Pride logo, and another beer company with a Pride logo, a whiskey company with a Pride logo. It's like everything in our culture, it becomes a commodity, and we have to be homogenized like milk. I just feel like we need more diversity, and that word has been turned into a McDonald's commercial with Dr. King being used to sell Big Macs. No, real diversity. I want that. I want people to be free and bring your kids, but bring your kids to, you know, to see the fabulousness, not to change us.
Let's say that you're a landlord slash alderman,
right,
decides to move to Florida, and
he
gets out of the game.
I got to get a new place to live.
You got to find a new place to live. Do you stay in Boys Town?
I thought about that some this week because another, a retired alderman, he was retired by the voters, said that he had sold the building. I said, oh, I think it's for sale, but it scared me for a few seconds before I realized he was, I was just like, where am I going to go? I have 3,000 books.
Would you stay in Lake? Or
I would try. I don't know. I mean, I'm from South Carolina. My sister and I, through unfortunate, the early exit of our parents, share a house down there. There's, you know, my niece and nephew and her partner in it, but Maybe we could squeeze me in the carport since it is half mine. I could have a room to myself.
Well, it would be Chicago's loss. Richard Streetman, our guest. We're sitting at Little Jim's on Halsted Street. Richard, thanks for talking Boys Town.
Yeah, thanks for having me and my unicorn Ornisha here.